I guess, you know, I didn't come from a family that was rich or had a lot of money. So I really had to, anytime I wanted to do something or succeed, had to do a lot of it on my own. So really that kind of, that upbringing to be able to learn how to succeed on your own, right? And if you have goals and ambitions, you know, you as a person have to go after them, kind of gave me qualities and as far as identifying more as a leader, you know, where I can't make excuses for myself. That was different than some parents who handhold their kids and, you know, are there with them every single step and to the point where it's almost suffocating, you know. Definitely being Mexican is obviously had a lot to do with my upbringing. You know, the white side of my family really, there's a lot of differences. Before anything, family comes first in the Mexican side, right? Very united, always together, always having parties, you know, you hear the typical stereotype, right? But really it's more family unity than anything else. And so having the two cultures, then obviously living in America, growing up in America, being American, you know, it's a whole other side of the way you think. One thing that I've learned about, you know, my Mexican side is that everybody in my family has always been very, very motivated to work and to do an excellent job. There's never been any time that I've seen my family like complaining about, you know, what they're doing, or it's more like, what do you complain about? You got a job, you're feeding your family. In the Mexican culture, it's more just do it because you need to, and that's what we do to survive, and, you know, suck it up basically. At the same time, though, you know, as a small business owner, you know, you can't afford not to work. You don't get to go just to the unemployment office. You know, you don't get all the perks. You have to go find a loan, or you got to go, you know, find other forms to sustain your business. Nobody is giving you anything. My hardest thing is not being home with my kids and my wife, right? Because I'm out trying to run the business and, you know, generate the income that we need. So I think that's one thing that hits home. But the way that I manage that is obviously making time for the family. When I do engage with my my children and wife, obviously it's dedicated time to them. So I guess I just try to stay focused. That's the main thing. Stay focused and stay hopeful that things continue to progress and move forward.